news, analysis, interviews, and fun. This is the State Line Sports Hour, presented by Lincoln Rentall and Sales on Newstalk 1440 WROK.
Back here on the State Line Sports Hour, Dave Schmidt along with Matt Nestor and producer Tom Warner, the number one Saturday morning sports program. I guess we're probably the only one right now. And a lot of things going on down in the suburbs and even up in McHenry County. And right now with us, we have one of our favorite sports writers, Joe Stevenson. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Joe, we want to ask you a question. You work for Shaw Media. How many newspapers do you actually have your story show up? They pop up everywhere, don't they?
Yeah, you know, I'm not exactly sure. I know DeKalb probably gets them, the King County Chronicle, and then we own the paper over in Sterling, too. I'm not sure where you guys where you guys see them, but yes, the Sauk Valley.
I got you off of the McHenry County Sports, your latest find yesterday. After I talked to you, all of a sudden that story popped up, and that's basically what we want to talk today is about the Suburban Christian Conference. How big of a mess was that down there when that was all taking place, when seven schools left other private schools to join some public schools? That never happens anywhere, Joe.
I know. It was kind of weird. I think it's, you know, this guys, you don't understand this. This is all football-driven.
Mm-hmm.
From what I'm hearing, it's all football-driven. All the smaller schools in the Suburban Christian were kind of, and even though they were in a different division for football, they were kind of getting beat around by the football powers, and that's a great football conference in the blue division side, where you have Marion Central, Marmion, St. Francis, Aurora Christian, and four-time state champ Montini.
Mm-hmm.
Those schools were, you know, kind of pounding on the other side in some of those crossover games. I think they were getting tired of that, and so they're leaving for the Metro Suburban in the 2014-15 school year, which would have left the Suburban Christian with six schools, because now that's counting Rosary, which is girls only, and Marmion, of course, is boys only. So that would have left them with a five-school conference for football, and that's just going to be all kinds of headaches as far as scheduling when you're trying to find five non-conference games. So they started looking around. An invitation from the East Suburban Catholic Conference, and they were also talking with the Chicago Catholic League. And now it looks like early next week sometime we're going to hear about something between the SCC and the Chicago Catholic League. I'm not exactly sure how it's going to work. I believe they've been talking about football only, and they've been talking about all sports as well.
I was going to say, it's got to be kind of amazing that they can figure it out so quickly, because those are some powerhouse football schools. I can't imagine, you know, schools in the area are probably lining up to come get their heads beat in by them.
I know. My guess is because of the enrollment that the Chicago Catholic League, I believe, has three divisions mm-hmm. for football. So they either disperse those among those three divisions or have another division. I'm not exactly sure how it would work if they go for football only. My guess is right now, just from talking to the Marion Central Athletic Director, is that they might go for football only. That's just a hunch from some things that he said. Plus for travel-wise, mm-hmm. you know, if they were to do it, he said he thought that they could get along with in the other sports, you know, where you only have five teams, you can play each other a couple times in basketball. You can play each other three times in baseball or softball or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But for football, you know, then you could have some crossover games and some other things like that with the Chicago Catholic League that would work. But yeah, I mean, you look at that, the top level of the Chicago Catholic League, it's like a who's who of former state champs.
Mm-hmm. And I think really, Joe, the shocking thing was, and I kind of mentioned that at the beginning, is that private schools would be accepted by five pretty good, they've been looking for more teams in that Metro Suburban. John Treber, who I contact a lot, all of a sudden they're with public schools. That don't happen anywhere in the country where privates are joining publics, because publics, you look at the Fox Valley, who could use one more member, basically put out on their membership when we're looking for members. Private schools need not apply. So it was kind of a shocking thing when that happened, and I'm sure the five left behind were kind of surprised at what happened with that too.
Yeah, you're right, because Marion Central would they would jump in a heartbeat at joining the FBC. Boy, for us personally, from a purely selfish standpoint, yeah. for coverage, that would be a dream come true. But I keep hearing that, you know, we get posts and stuff on our stories, and we've tossed the idea out there a couple times on the website and stuff, and I just don't think that would ever happen here. I've heard that the public schools don't want to be in there with a school where that's drawing from their student and athlete base. So yeah, you're right. It is kind of surprising that the Metro Suburban would take them all in.
You know, and normally this conference stuff doesn't just stop with one or two things. Is there anything else you're hearing, some additional fallout from something like this where we can get some more movement going around?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard anything about that.
Well, you know, Joe, I do a lot of that with my senior reports, and I follow guys like you and stuff. And I've talked to Fox Valley Conference. I've talked to the Northern Illinois Big 12. And you say Marion Central, you might as well say four-letter words to them because that really does shake them up. Do you think maybe, and this happens a lot of times, I think that's what happened with the Metro Suburban, once they're having to schedule games in Indiana, maybe Ohio, Michigan, and Missouri, they might say, well, that Marion Central don't look too bad because they're only down the road a little bit.
Yeah, you know, but this has been around for years and years, and I just don't think it's going to happen. I think there's some teams that just feel so strongly about it. That's, you know, just the vibe that I'm getting is that it's just not going to happen. I wish it would. It would just be a dream for us. And it would be perfect because, you know, in 2014-15, Johnsburg's leaving to go to Big Northern, and geographically and size-wise and everything, it'd be really good, you know, if Marion would just jump in there, and I know Marion would do it, but I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Yeah, I know they would do it because I've talked to some of their people, like you probably have. How would they actually fit in with the Fox Valley Conference? We have that situation up here, and we hear it a lot of grumbling. You know, Boylan's won 67 games in a row in the Nick 10. That's an issue up there. Does those kind of things kind of filter down, and they say, well, we don't want to have that situation like the Nick 10 does where they have a private school dominating the conference in football?
Yeah, you know, the thing of it is, Marion, football being the main sport, and Marion's very good in volleyball, too, but I don't think that Marion would dominate the FBC. You'd probably be looking at putting Marion on the Fox side, which is the smaller schools, and then the Valley Division is the larger schools. If you put Marion on the Fox side, yeah, they would dominate in football, and they'd probably be really good in volleyball, but I don't think that they've dominated in that many other sports. I think, you know, I really think it would could be a pretty good fit, but I just, you know, they just don't want it. They just don't want to have it. And if you put them on, I don't think they'd put them in the Valley side because I don't think it would be a very good fit, you know, enrollment-wise, but it's just not going to happen.
You know, we keep talking about football here. That's usually where we run into you, somewhere in the playoffs. You know, who are some teams that the usual suspects from around that area that, you know, we can expect to see, you know, maybe a round or two into the playoffs?
Oh, for coming up?
Yeah,
I think it is going to be kind of the usual suspects. I think Cary Grove, you know, was a 6A state runner-up and lost a lot of guys.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they're still going to be pretty good. They have two of the best linemen around, and they're only juniors. So they're going to have some big guys on the line, and they got a great program. Prairie Ridge should be good again. Prairie Ridge will have a D1 tackle, Shane Evans, who has several offers, including Illinois on the list. The Wolves will be real good again. Chris Lake South's always tough. They'll be tough. And Jacobs is going to be. Those are the four teams that we've been talking about in the Valley for the last 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think all four of those will be very good again.
Well, Joe, thanks for coming on. I got a hold of you late, but, boy, you were quick getting back to me, and I sure appreciate it. I love what you guys are doing with the coverage of that. As a guy that loves that stuff, you guys do a great job. And keep us updated, okay?
I will. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Matt.
Yep, we've been talking with Shaw Media's Joe Stevenson, a sports writer there. You know what? He must never sleep. You know, you're a newspaper guy. I mean, he's doing something all the time.
Yeah, I'm a newspaper guy part-time. I can't imagine full. I know what it's like full-time. I used to do it full-time. So, he's busy nonstop, especially when you're doing high school sports. It's a tough job.
I didn't want to put him on the spot, but he has a good source in Marion Central's athletic director who gives him that stuff. It's very amazing how private schools will give you information on these changes, but public schools, it's like it's 007 time.
Right.
They
well, and the private schools are the ones that are usually trying to fight to stay in a conference or trying to find one. You know, it's the public schools that are usually doing these backroom dealings, trying to get rid of a private school or move around and that kind of stuff.
So we got a Boylan that's in the Nick 10, been in the Nick 10 a long time.
Yep.
And your grumbles during football. It's kind of evening out on a lot of things.
Yeah, really, the other sports are even. It's football season's really the only time you hear it. I mean, they're still good in basketball and baseball and all that, but there's other schools that can pop up and get them there. It's really football is what it is.
And Marion Central's in an island. You know how much money that would save them if they could be in that conference? They wouldn't have to travel hardly at all. Now they're going to be going into the city a lot.
Yeah.
And they are going to try to keep that six teams together, but that's a tough. That is tough, especially scheduling non-scheduled and other sports.
Yeah,
and basketball, you can't be scheduling everybody on Friday night or whenever the night is, your big money night, and that's a concern. So there's other stuff going on. DuPage Valley Conference is still looking, and Upstate 8. It's coming, folks, because there's talk going on.
Yeah, whether it's this summer, next summer, 2 years from now, it'll happen at some point.
Yeah, so that was interesting day. Concussions and conference changes. Must be summer.
There you go.
Yeah. Looking forward to the weekend?
Yeah, it should be a good one.
Good.
New furniture.
You get new furniture?
Yeah.
Sweet. Wife, Sugar Bear, getting new furniture.
Right.
Hey, that's good. We are going to see you next week. We're glad you came along today. For producer Tom Warner and Matt Nestor, this is Dave Spence saying we'll see you next week on the State Line Sports Hour here on News Talk 1440 WROK.